to the Let's Talk Disability podcast. It has been an absolute wild 3 months. If you don't know who I am, my name is Athena and I have autism and dyspraxia and recently ADHD as well. And I do advocacy work all on my Instagram, do a little bit on YouTube, Facebook, and I just want to help people like myself and educate as many people as possible. So you might have noticed that I have taken a 3 month break, and it's not because I've fallen out of love with podcasting or audio as a whole. I've done the classic thing where 1 week you decide I'm not going to do this one reason or another, and then it's really hard to just get back into it. And it's not because you don't love it, but it's just really, really hard. And then I had other complications as well, and then in the end it was just 3 months and I was like, I am gonna have to fix this, because I've been thinking about doing podcasting for a while now, coming back, and I really just need to force myself back into it because it is something that I want to do. But it's just one of them classic things that happens where one day you just stop and then that is it. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about rejection sensitivity dysphoria. Now, I have talked about this a lot on my social media. I think I might have done a podcast episode about this in the past. It's always good to revisit topics because new experiences happen for me and other people. We can get new perspectives as we grow and develop. So yeah. So rejection sensitivity dysphoria is a perceived rejection that someone with ADHD or autism may feel. And when I say perceived, it's sometimes it could be real rejection, but other times it just could be our perception of it. And I know for me, it's really tricky to figure out what's the perception that I'm just making up in my mind as rejection and what is real rejection. This is very different to what neurotypicals would describe as their rejection, as it is really intense within us. It can really play with our emotions and it makes me cry sometimes, honestly, if I'm being raw and personal. Rejection sensitivity, when it happens to me, makes me want to cry, and I think about it all day. And sometimes it's really hard to distinguish between, am I just blowing this out of proportion? Am I just taking this rejection as, it shouldn't really be rejection, but I'm just taking it as that? Or is someone actually being mean to me and I am totally valid in my feelings? It is really, really hard for me. For me, RSD can show up in many ways, and I'm quite fortunate in a way of, I know that most of the time when my RSD experiences, it is a misunderstanding, and in my brain I'm like, I know that they aren't trying to hurt me, but I just feel so rejected. So for example, if someone asks me to do the dishwasher at home, I might feel rejected because I might think, oh my gosh, they would have expected me to do the dishwasher and I haven't done it and they absolutely hate me. But in reality, I'm not a mind reader. They've asked me to do the dishwasher because they know I'm not a mind reader. They're just communicating, and it might just be their tone might be a little bit off because maybe they've got something going on in their life and it's got nothing to do with me. If I've forgotten to do something and someone's had to remind me, my brain will be on all day. They absolutely hate me because I should have done something but they've had to remind me. But most of the time it's not even a big issue. They're just saying, oh, I see you've forgotten to do that, just a reminder. And people know that I can be quite forgetful sometimes, and most of the time it's just a gentle reminder and then it's all fine. Something that I also do quite a lot, which I actually need to snap out of this, because sometimes it doesn't ruin relationships, but it makes conversations happen where they wouldn't necessarily happen if I didn't do this specific thing. So I have a fear of being perceived and a fear of the rejection when somebody sees me. So if somebody sees me doing something, I have a fear of it, and then I might walk away and then they might make a comment, and then it just spirals that they're rejecting me. I'm not sure how to. It's really weird how something that starts from a fear of being perceived, it can get so intense in my brain that it just turns into actual rejection. And looking at it now, even a couple of days later, I can see that most people aren't even that bothered. They might be curious what you're doing, but they're not actually that bothered enough to comment unless they're really nasty people. And most of the time, I don't really socialize or know very nasty people. So most of the time it's fine. So I don't know why I've got this rejection of being perceived in my head. If anyone has got any tips for me, I would love it, because no matter how much I try, I can't get over it. But then at the same time, it's good to talk about these sort of things. It's good because it brings recognition, and hopefully if anybody out there, any of you guys out there who do struggle with that, know that you're not alone. Okay, moving on. Now I want to talk about ways I've been coping with my RSD. And just to let you know, I am not a doctor, I am not a psychologist, so take these coping mechanisms with a pinch of salt. Some of these have actually helped me, others is still a work in progress, but in the future I can definitely see them helping me. Now the first one is self-awareness, recognizing that RSD affects you. Even if you are struggling with it, having self-acceptance, recognizing it, not beating you up. I know for me, that can make the situation a whole lot better. Even a bad one where it's really difficult to comprehend, just having self-compassion, being kind to yourself. That is something that I want to bring into the new year, being kind to myself, all about everything to do with my disabilities. The next one is reframing, asking myself, is this a rejection or is this just my perception? I do ask myself that question quite a lot. And like I said previously, it is such a work in progress. Sometimes I do convince myself it's just a perception and I get it wrong. Other times it is a rejection. Something that has helped, which I know doesn't work with a lot of people, for me, it only really works with close friends and family, asking them if they're okay with me, whether it's just in my head. And I know you can't do this with everyone, and I know it's a work in progress, but for me, with my close friends and family, doing that really helps, because it helps me to reassure that it is just in my head. It's not a big deal. And because my friends and family know me and they know I've got my disabilities, they know I've got autism, dyspraxia, ADHD, they are more understanding and they don't really get frustrated compared to when maybe a neurotypical would ask the same question over and over again. Because it's me and because they know me, they're generally fine. But that mental process, especially with strangers, is still a work in progress, but it's definitely something that I would recommend because it is slowly working for me. And finally, the last thing I want to talk about is grounding yourself. Focus on the facts. Most of the time for me, when I actually think about it and I compare my facts to my feelings, the facts are quite obvious and I can generally comprehend. For example, with the dishwasher, if I look at the facts and realize there is no way I would have known the dishwasher was done and they were telling me just to let me know to give me some advice, in that situation the facts might make me feel a little bit better, because I'd be thinking there is no way they would be rejecting me, because there is no way that they would know that the dishwasher was done. But that is really simplifying it. That is putting it in real simple terms, because I know how hard it is to actually have them thoughts and ignore the feelings that are happening inside us. We may have them thoughts, we may believe the fact, but our body and our feelings say something else. So if you are struggling with this and you are still on a work in progress, do not worry. Everything takes time, I found. And even if it takes a year, 6 months, we are improving. I always say baby steps. Take baby steps to get to the final thing. It's very overwhelming just taking a small jump. And by doing baby steps, I think it's just fantastic. An example I want to give about how RSD has really affected me is through college and university. So basically, when I went to university, I studied radio and TV, and I really just wanted to get involved. I wanted to get stuck in with the radio stations, but I had this niggle in mind that if I started, I'd make friends and then they would all reject me for some reason. I had this real fear about people not liking me, not being good enough, people rejecting me, even though I didn't have a clue who the people were that I'd be there. Even the people in my classes at university, in college, I tried to make friends the best I could, and then the next thing I just wouldn't message them. I wouldn't interact because I just thought they hated me. I thought that they pretended to like me maybe. And then after a couple of days, it was like, Athena's the most annoying person ever, or we can't trust Athena. That was a big one. I thought they rejected me because they couldn't trust me, and there was nothing to back that up, actually thinking about it. Absolutely nothing. Sometimes I just didn't give people a chance because I just thought they were going to reject me, which looking back is absolutely awful, because now I know that many people are absolutely lovely. Everything, most people that I meet are so, so lovely. And I just wish that I'd given opportunities a chance. When I left university, I was kicking myself for not doing Shunt Radio. However, I can't really dwell on the past because now I am part of the Cat Radio, which I sort of gone like full circle in a good way. So we've reached the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode has been quite helpful, whether it's been helpful, whether you've related to it. I really hope you've enjoyed it. So I am going to be here every single Monday at 9 o'clock. Obviously, you don't have to listen on the dot. You can listen to it whenever you like. It's going to be on here, Spotify, Apple Music, and a few other places. It should be on there forever. So do not worry if you cannot watch it on 9 o'clock on the dot on Monday. I will be here. Message me on my Instagram or Facebook on Life with Dyspraxia and let me know what your favourite part of the episode was. Until next Monday, that's Athena Span signing off. Bye!